Jeff and Chad. Brought to you by Parker & Sons, Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
All right, five spot. We've got Trump supporters online. And we've asked you to call, obviously, because of the indictment. It's all everybody's talking about. I just have a simple question. Can you acknowledge maybe he did do something wrong? Because I'm sitting here, I haven't said that he's guilty at all. I actually don't want him to go to jail. I don't think it's good for the country. But as a Trump supporter and you're out there, can you acknowledge maybe he did do something wrong? Or is this just a witch hunt? And can you do it without saying Hillary or Biden in any sentence during this next segment?
All right, here we go.
Because I really don't care about those two.
Greg in Phoenix, is there any chance you think he may be guilty?
Gentlemen, yes, I do. And I can tell you that as a veteran with a top secret security clearance, you know, if we took items out of that skiff, be it paper, digital, no matter what, we would set.
Are you still there?
But I think he was saying if you took something out of the skiff, which is what? That's the secret secure. That's where you can't take your phone. You can't take anything. That's all top secret.
If he took something out of there.
Yeah.
So that first caller was a veteran.
Yeah, veteran.
And so was he saying that
he could absolutely could be guilty. Sherry in Queen Creek.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, can you acknowledge maybe he did something wrong, or is it a witch hunt in your opinion?
I think he's an idiot on certain levels, and I think that's one where he was an idiot. Yeah. I think I love Trump. I like his policies. I like what he did. But there are some things that he's just dumb about, and I really don't want to see him really as president again. I think he did good when he was in, but I think it's time to move on. And, I think he's just an idiot about things. I don't think he really thinks through maybe some things, and I just don't understand why he would even contemplate keeping anything if he knows it's going to come back on him.
Yep. All right. Appreciate your call. Thanks so much for that. Five spot here. We're talking to Trump supporters. Whether or not you can acknowledge that maybe he did something wrong, or do you think it's a witch hunt? We'll go with John in Surprise. What do you think, John?
I think the taking of the documents, there's some all past presidents and vice presidents have done. Where I think he messed up was the mishandling of giving them back. That's where it looks bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the reports are saying that he lied and he blocked access. And if they can prove that, that's going to be a tough.
That'll be tough for him to overcome if they can prove that. But right. It's again, everything's about if you can prove it. And Absolutely. This is all allegedly at this point in time.
Absolutely.
Jack in Scottsdale, what do you think?
I voted for Trump twice. I support him. And I think that he may have done something bad. I never put it past him. Mm. You know, it's never absolutely not. There's two types of people in the world I don't trust. It's Trump can do no wrong and Trump can do no right. You got to be open to the possibility that he messed up.
Yeah. That's fair, Jack.
That's it. That's like it. Is there a possibility? 100%. Last call here, five spot. Trevor in Phoenix, what do you think?
Absolutely, he's guilty. I mean, I'm not charging him, but I'm saying I believe that he could be guilty. It's his arrogance that puts him there. I voted for him twice. I love his policies. I won't vote for him again. We need fresh blood. But I also want to put out there that I'm not going to say the other names that you asked not to mention. But, you know, these our politicians need to be held accountable for their behavior. They're not above the law. None of them.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And Trevor, appreciate it. We can talk about Hillary and Biden now. I just thought let's cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Listen, the emails, what a mess. Joe Biden, he had a Corvette and he had documents in it.
Yeah, he had it in like five or six different places.
So let's look into that too. You know, I think that most of these politicians think they are above the law. I really do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if that's the case and you can prove it, then you need to prove it. But I think what we're getting to is that Donald Trump wanted a souvenir
to show people.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I feel like
I feel like
he was building his own little, you know, thing of you know, because they said he's got a book and he was going to produce a book of all these papers, this like love letters between men, Ford leaders across the globe. And he, you know, that's one of the things I think he's going to turn to here.
He's like a little boy in first grade who sneaks something out of the house because he thinks his friends are going to feel like it's really cool. Look what I have.
Yeah.
And he brings it to school and gets in trouble for bringing it to school. And I think that's kind of what we're looking like.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just he's his own worst enemy. He's his own worst enemy. But I mean, I like that there are Trump supporters out there that can at least acknowledge, you know what? Maybe he did do something wrong. I think you have those core MAGA Trump supporters who think he's Jesus. And by the way, you guys drive me crazy.
Yeah.
But I think we just talked to 5 Donald Trump supporters who said, hey, you know what? I love the guy, but man, he just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Or man, he just, all I think he did something stupid.
All self-inflicted.
Yeah.
And you have every right to ask questions. I was telling Gatos before we went to break. I've been reading the Comey thing when he delivered about Hillary. This right here is the setup to should be anybody in the future. Talked about all the mishandling. Talked about the fact that they erased stuff. Talk about all this stuff. And anybody else would be charged with it, but they don't see the need to. There is a real issue here that they have to ask themselves, that we set ourselves up for this.
Yeah, Hillary's a crook, too. There's no doubt about it.